Oh my goodness. It's September 9th and it's a podcast. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? Yes, there's a lot going on. I don't want to talk about the hurricane. Oh my God. Global warming. Yup. Mother Nature is mixing it up and we're going to have to react. You wonder where all the new jobs are going to come from. These things that destroy islands. Like, who'd ever heard of Barbuda? Well, you're gonna hear about it now as being a freaking tombstone of an island. Yeah, so what do we do now? What do we do if we have to deal with up to 200-mile-an-hour winds once or twice a year coming through in areas like Nashville? Gosh, where's this hurricane going? It's going to wipe out Florida. I've got a grandpa in Florida. He wouldn't leave. He's 94. I do not like where this is going. Hopefully this thing pushes west. If we can superheat the ionosphere with radio waves and somehow redirect storms, my goodness, let's do it. People are starting to talk like the apocalypse. It's hilarious because nobody should be religious, but people talk about the end times. We got earthquake in Mexico. We got fire, although there's always fires out west, but like northwest in Canada and everything. I think a lot of shit's burning. Weather's looking ugly. This is what happens when everything starts melting. So what are we going to do about it? We have to unite as a world to fix things. We have to use the power of artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotics, solving big problems, things that we couldn't even think of. There are ways to alter the atmosphere artificially, which I think we're going to have to do. You know what we need to do? We need to whiten up. White color matters, right? White reflects light, reflects heat. We had like a massive solar flare this week. September has been a reckoning month. And even Trump was like, yo, I can't take this. I'm just going to sign things into order and work with the Democrats. Like, we got to move. Like, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Nuclear war from Korea, maybe? I mean, the world is bitch slapping us right now. And we've got to unite. So here's the deal, though. This is how Trump's making America great again. Even though I don't support the guy, he's making America, us, stand up and be like, oh, crap. We've got nothing in the presidency right now. We've got Russian puppeteering in the White House. We all have to react. We got to pull out old George Clooney, Robert Mueller, out of retirement being a lawyer. He was just sitting around, you know, checkmarking amicus briefs, having a cup of coffee, and now he's got to save the world and have, you know, the good guys left in the government unite to try to protect us from what we have in the White House right now. Anyway, even Trump was like, all right, I'll work with the Democrats. Like, the weather's that bad. Like, we just lost Houston. We're about to lose Southern Florida. A lot of us are like, hey, you know, it wouldn't be that bad if we lost Southern Florida. But no, that's a bad joke right now because they're about to get torn up. And like I said, I have relatives down there and everybody knows somebody in Florida. And if you have a relative in Florida, chances are they are too pig-headed to leave. They're now Floridians. It only exacerbates the issue. It's going to be like, now, okay. All right. So we've established that shit's going to get messy. All right. There are like roaming gangs of roaming chainsaw, like biker gangs or chainsaw, like super huge tire gangs in Texas going around like cleaning stuff up. And you're like, yeah, America. Hell yeah. We're going to clear out I-5 right now. Or actually, no, it'd probably be I-2 or 1 or 6. Something. Wait a minute. It's going to be an even number because even numbers go east to west. So there's, coming out of Houston, there's probably like I-8 or something. Or I-10 maybe. And half of that is underwater, I'm sure. And yeah, there are roaming gangs in there. what was the name of that trip? Bigfoot? Bigfoot used to crush everything. Sunday, 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 Bigfoot. Then there was a robot that used to eat things. What was it called? Crusher or something? It's a screaming, fire-breathing dragon. I don't know. I never went to one of those things, but Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. That's where that came from. Motocross Raceway. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, so these people are clearing stuff out of Texas. And I'm like, hell yeah, America. America. We'll take things into our own hands. It's America. People helping other people because everyone's in need. There is something there. Now, let's work on that idea of people helping other people in need. You know, you kind of want to wonder, how can we progress as humanity and society into a world where robots do everything and therefore money kind of takes on a different meaning? You're starting to see it happen with things like digital currencies like Bitcoin and now Bitcoin Cash. There was a split. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on in the digital sphere of anonymous money. And so because money can kind of be created out of just really large prime numbers, like all kinds of stuff we're making money out of. Weird string of information is equal to money in the Bitcoin universe. Kind of weird. And so with the idea of money changing, then all of a sudden how we interact in society differs from, all right, I got to go to do my 9-to-5 every day, doing the same old, being bored, to we all have access to information and things at relatively no cost. Just kind of have, like, we have access to apps, you know, we never pay for them. What do they get from us? They get information from us, but people just create things and you don't have to spend money on a lot of stuff now. And it's only going to get more like that. And so how do we adjust? How do we become a weird society where money doesn't really mean what it used to? And it's about people helping other people. There are other things that matter. Like, we all have to kind of unite as a world to come up with global ways to solve these problems, one of which being global warming. And if we're not going to be able to solve it by changing our exhaust patterns and changing how we consume and being wasteful, not caring about being stupid people, being stupid humans, the robots are going to have a name for us. They're going to call us stupid humans. And we're going to do things like not recycle and, you know, drive antique cars that get eight kilometers to the gallon. What is that something? Yeah, I think that's really low, right? Something bad. We're going to waste space. You ever been behind one of these old cars that doesn't have a catalytic converter that spews exhaust? I'm in a convertible often, and I have my top down often. And when I'm driving and I see some steak, I hear a nice, cool, like, you know, 67 Mustang in front of me, but I can't breathe within a quarter mile of the vehicle. And there's a reason why we stop burning lead gasoline and why we clean stuff up, because we like to breathe. Humans dig it. Our lungs are like, yay. It's nice when it's clean and not like Xinjiang or whatever in China, like every other city that is, you know, a rolling smoke cloud. And so how are we going to solve these problems? We're going to find crazy ways to actually put stuff like fake trees. We're going to suck stuff in. We're going to convert stuff out of the air. We're going to spray fake snow over the ice caps to reflect more light into the atmosphere. Who doesn't want a robot that roams around ice caps and sprays ice everywhere, cleaning it up, fixing it up like the Tin Man so it doesn't squeak anymore? Just spraying some snow in there, reflect some ice so that the thing doesn't break up as fast. Hey, let's address the problem like smart folks and really attack it. You don't hear a lot of people talking about that. You know what? I'm going to throw out some props to Putin for a second. Putin got quoted something here in the States about talking about how the country that has the most powerful drones will rule the world, because it'll be like my drones versus your drones. If my drones win, then you ain't got a chance. Like, if I'm able to take out your exoskeleton flying drones, how easily am I going to be able to slit your throat and get into your house, right? It's a scary, scary thought. But he's right. Now, the beautiful thing about new technologies and stuff is that we generally people do not want to kill everybody else. It's the beautiful thing about humanity. It's weird how kind of almost all humans work like this, which is we have empathy and personal investment in those who are around us most. And our brains can kind of handle up to like 300 people around us. Like, if you lived in a 300-person Amish town, you'd know everybody and feel comfortable. I've always thought that. I've heard that somewhere and it kind of makes sense. Think about how many friends you really have. I know you total up your Facebook friends and there's 800, 9,000 and whatever, but you only know or communicate with so many of those on a yearly basis or something, right? Family and elsewhere. So, and I think that so people are generally kind and empathetic and social with a group around that size, up to a few hundred. Beyond that, we have the inability to communicate directly with said people, and therefore oftentimes our personal attachment understanding or what's the word for that? Something to do with their humanity, personality, and knowing someone and really caring about someone through interaction, that's lost. And that's when you start getting into problems of people not caring what happens to those other people because they never see them and they don't exist. Like, how much do you really care about that poor family in, you know, let's say Burkina Faso or something that has to walk up the mile for water every day and it's dirty and there's no economy, no functioning roads. It's just a freaking disaster. Somebody comes in and rapes your daughters and leaves. Like, it's a freaking mess. What, how bad do you really feel? How much can you, like, if that was your neighborhood, you would desperately want to do something or leave. But if it's not your neighborhood, you're just like, well, there's a lot of bad neighborhoods like that. Unfortunately, I think that's a fault of humanity in that we don't see the equality in due to proximity. Now, that being said, I don't think a robot would know the difference and therefore would make better decisions on a global level. Artificial intelligence will make more informed and greater decisions to benefit the society, the world, the global society as a whole. So I'm trying to think like that. How would what would you do to solve these problems? All right, we're spraying snow, and that's number one. It's not that hard to create a robot that sprays snow and roams around. Come on, let's do this. Done and done. What else can we do? Pulling carbon out of the air. Flying planes that have carbon sails on them that catch stuff. Let's try that. Let's put these solar-powered planes up in the air that are snagging carbon or picking up whatever other molecules we can to design their wings to pick up. Just start flying a lot of them, and guess what? You're going to start taking carbon out of the air. Let's chip away at the problem until we solve it. Fires, right? God, fires, right? First of all, there's water all over the place, even where there's fires. Robots that have long-ass nozzles and motors sucking into water and going after the fires, or we got to come up with some other chemical that they spray. We got to be able to figure out to create a retardant that slows down fires and can be sprayed remotely with drones. We shouldn't be sending firefighters in to do this anymore because it's too freaking dangerous. Why can't we remote control do this stuff? Tesla just came out with a big rig, I believe. Automatic driver. Let's get the automatic fire engines. Vroom, vroom. They're not going to need the crazy sirens because they're going to be knowing what's going on in traffic through their own sensors. And they're going to, yeah, I mean, they'll still have sirens, of course, but they'll have cool sirens. They should blast Tribe Called Quest as they go by. Fife dog burning, Fife dog. Yep. That's what we should do. And really attack, like change everything because it's 2017. The robots are taking over. The disparity between what's possible, what's happening, and what the general public receives is drastic. And we got to fix that because the inequality is unstable. The inequality is unstable given the number of people and the way we all impact the planet and can consume and the power that one can now have. This is the real issue with threats. It's going to come to visibility through threats, and I'll explain why. The power of one, and the power of one to kill or the power of one to do whatever is changing because of the aid of what one can access and manipulate. You see people driving cars into crowds. There's been enough other stuff going on that even if it happened in the last couple weeks, I don't even know if we'd hear about it because there's huge storms coming, right? But I haven't heard about that in at least a week or two. Now, that's bad, right? That can take out 50, 60, 70 people depending on where you do it. And it's awful. Well, there are other ways that people are going to be able to kill other people in the future. I worry about the manipulation of viruses and things through genetic molecular genetic manipulation, which sounds really complex, but it's becoming more standardized through methods like CRISPR. I'm going to show off clustered regulated interspaced palindromic repeats. Yeah, that's what that stands for. Looking for patterns in DNA and snipping stuff and changing around, and making it do what you want. The ability to do that is it's becoming a public data source and method and something that isn't super crazy difficult. And so they're going to, you know, I don't want to get into exactly how to do it, but you're going to have ways where people are going to be able to put awful things into the water supply, into the people supply. And you're going to have outbreaks of things, and then we're going to have to defend them in a molecular way. There's going to be an arms race on so many different levels because the power of one to destroy the many is only increasing. So we're all going to have to work together and expand upon the benevolent traits of humanity so that we control and operate in this new world where money isn't going to be what it used to and power is going to be distributed among the many because of just what's available. That it's going to be a very interesting world. So hopefully the benevolent side of humanity will win this battle. And I think we should all talk about the benevolent side of humanity and how to proliferate that. So that's the pod for today. We've hit 17 minutes. We've got a Saturday today, and then there's football tomorrow. God, I already lost my Patriots game. The first game I picked, I lost. It wasn't the top one of the week, so there's that. We've got the Pittsburgh game and the Atlanta game, the two big ones that I think, the Atlanta game especially. And I can't wait to watch the Skins. Yeah, Skins. Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Yeah, we got Terrell Pryor Sr. I like that guy. So, all right, we're out.